Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say that joining me on the phone this evening is Claire. Good evening, Claire.
Good evening, Dan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Yes, not too bad. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you very much. You're coming on to tell us all about movie scores. I've been practicing that. It's not
it's
gone well.
It's a difficult name, isn't it?
So we will definitely get onto that in a moment. But it's Walton and Weybridge Amateur Operatic Society. That's the company that you're representing this evening.
Yes, it is.
And can you tell us a bit about them? Because there will be people out there who haven't heard of you. Unbelievably.
Yes, so we are an amateur dramatic society, and we perform two main productions a year, one in May and one in December. However, we always like to put on a variety type show on in January, and this year it's musicals. However, last year we actually celebrated our 90th birthday,
wow,
which was really exciting. So this will be our 91st year.
Wow, that's amazing to have such longevity, particularly nowadays that there's, you know, often have people coming on here and talking about how difficult it is to keep these sorts of things running. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was definitely a big celebration had as well.
Still recovering a little bit. A few people.
I think I'm fully recovered now. But
good news.
Yeah, it was a really good way of celebrating because we also had The Mikado was one of the first productions that the society performed, and then we celebrated the 90th by doing The Hot Mikado last year, which was quite a fitting way to celebrate the 90th birthday.
Absolutely. I remember we had some people on talking about The Hot Mikado. I remember now. It's all coming flooding back. So we'll talk about musicals, but what's the next big thing for Walton and Weybridge?
So straight after we perform musicals next week, we will go straight into rehearsals for Jack the Ripper, the musical, ready to perform
fantastic.
In May. So it'll be quite an interesting show. Not a very well-known show.
It's
but
not.
Definitely very exciting.
It's not. It's definitely one I won't take up too much of the musicals time now, but I did it a few years ago, and it's quite an interesting idea for a musical, isn't it?
Definitely.
In terms of subject matter. But we'll talk about that one nearer the time, for sure. I'm up for that. Right, so tell us a bit about musicals then.
Musicals is musicals that have been made into movies and movies that have been made into musicals as well.
Ah.
So we've got a variety show of various songs and dances from films, classic films such as Singing in the Rain and Top Hat and Oliver, to our more sort of modern day musicals like Legally Blonde and Matilda.
Okay.
So they may not necessarily have started out originally as a musical, but they have become one now.
I get you, yeah. So it's sort of looking at that, both directions, films that became musicals and musicals that became films.
Yep, exactly.
One way or the other. Fantastic. And your role in all of this? What's your part in it all been?
I'm a member of the cast as well, but I have actually been working as an assistant director and choreographer for this particular show. So it's actually my first experience of directing members of the society, which has been really quite interesting and very exciting to do.
What have you found the biggest challenge in all of that then?
Probably just because we start rehearsing from December, then we have our Christmas break, and then it's just a very short space to rehearse in. But I have to say, all the cast have worked so hard, and it looks like we've got a really good show shaping up ready for next week.
Fantastic. So where and when and all of that stuff?
So you can come and see us at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse, which is in Walton-on-Thames. And our opening night is a week tomorrow, so
wow,
Wednesday the 27th through to Saturday the 30th of January, and we're performing at 7:45.
Fantastic. And if people want to get tickets, where's the best place to do that?
Yep, if you'd like to call us for our box office, it's 0845-519-6242. Or alternatively, you can visit our website, which is www.waos.org.uk, and look for information on tickets. Also, we do have tickets that are available on the door.
Fabulous. Now, I always always say about, you know, there'll be people out there listening who maybe are considering getting involved in a theatre group one way or the other, either forward, front of stage or backstage. What would your advice to be to those people who are considering whether to dabble?
Well, the way that I joined the society, I'm still fairly a fairly new member. I only joined about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it was only from seeing posters for the show 42nd Street and hearing about that that I then decided to look up who did 42nd Street in my local area. And then I went onto the website and sent an email, contacted them, and went down for a rehearsal. And then I haven't left since, really. So any amateur dramatic posters you see for local productions, just see who it is that's putting them on and contact them through the website, and it will be the best decision you make.
Brilliant. Just get in there and do it, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, and get along and see what they're doing. That's the other thing that I always suggest.
Yes, absolutely.
And obviously, next week, perfect chance to go and see musicals with Walton and Weybridge. Now, I asked you to suggest a song for us to play to get people's, you know, wet people's whistle, so to speak. And what have you chosen?
I've chosen the song When I Grow Up from Matilda the Musical.
Okay, why did you? Why particularly that one? What's that?
It is a song that we are doing in the show, but it's from a modern new musical, and I think it's just one that's really popular, and it's a song that will appeal to people of all ages who love musical theatre.
Oh, that's brilliant. Claire, thank you so much for coming on and telling
thank
us all about
much,
it.
Dan.
Wish you all the very best for the show. And we're going to play a bit of Matilda. So take
thank
care,
you.
Claire. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. Just because I find myself in this story, it doesn't mean that everything is written for me. If I think the ending is fixed already, I might as well be saying, I think that it's okay. And that's not right.
That's When I Grow Up from the musical Matilda, and featuring in Walton and Weybridge Amateur Operatic Society's production Movesicles. You know, you wouldn't believe how many times Alan and I were practicing that before I came on air at 6 o'clock, but it's not got any better. Anyway, all the best for everyone involved in that. If you want to get along, it's at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse next week from the 27th to the 30th at 7:45. Tickets are £12 each. That's in the tiered seating area, or £10 on the flat. And the box office number is 0845-519-6242. Or you can get to the website www.waos.org.uk, or there will be some tickets on sale on the door if you'd rather. If you've missed all of that stuff, then don't worry. It is on the Dan Curtis Drive Time Show page on Facebook. If you haven't liked that yet, why not?
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.
And we'll be back with another Amdram Shoutout at the same time next week.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.